Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
America from home, and with Kyle Petty, Dale Jarrett, and the most recent winner in the Cup Series. You see Cole Custer joining us there from the Kentucky Media Center straight off his win, just your 20th series start. Cole, I know it hasn't been very long, but has it sunk in that you are a Cup Series winner?
No. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. I mean, you go into this race, you know, just trying to get yourself some momentum going towards the playoffs, trying to just fit into the series, honestly, trying to earn some respect, and to come out of here with a win is just unimaginable, and I think it's just a testament to the people I have around me with my crew chief Mike, my engineer Davin, everybody at SHR, everybody at Ford. I mean, it's just an unbelievable weekend, and that was just an amazing car to drive.
My question to you is this. You talk about fitting in and just being a part of it. How has being a part of Stuart Haas Racing helped you along the way with having teammates like Kevin Harvick, Eric Almirola, and Clint Boyer? How has that helped you get up to speed?
I think it's been huge. I mean, I think I've talked with Kevin a lot over in the Xfinity Series my rookie year. I probably talked to him every single race, and I try to do that every single race this year too. And he's just a huge help of just giving you a basic idea of what you want to be looking for going into the race. And also Eric and Kevin, I mean, Eric and Clint have been extremely helpful, you know, in any questions you have. I think it's just an unbelievable team to be a part of, and they're extremely open notebook with everything they do. And I mean, obviously there's some weekends where it's like everybody doesn't have it figured out, but at least at that time, you know, everybody's kind of, you know, doesn't have the exact, everybody's kind of in the same boat. Nobody has everything always figured out.
Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Hey, Cole, so let's talk about that restart. I know that Indy had to give you some confidence last week with a great finish there. But to have this position, and then you got to push from the 21 car. But what made you make the moves and want to be on the outside of a four-wide deal at Kentucky after you've got the white flag?
I knew I had to take a chance. I mean, it's kind of – I mean, during the race, it was kind of like you just want to get to the top on the restarts. It moves so well, and I knew I just had to make sure I didn't get put three wide on the restart and then try and get up there. So I was able to get a really good push from Matt DiVenetto. I mean, I can't thank him enough. But from there, I mean, you're just trying to keep momentum up, and I was lucky enough to have the 4 and the 19 kind of get together, and it kind of – you just got to take advantage of when you're up front, and I think we were able to do that.
Yeah, listen, you did a great job of staying out of a three-wide situation because you put yourself in a four-wide situation. So great job on that. But I was just recovering from that first move to four-wide going into turn one when, as you mentioned, Truex and Harvick get together. And Truex almost kind of pins you on the outside wall. It almost looks like, and you have to check up. But you went back for more on the outside. Did that lane, do you feel like he just wasn't paying attention to you, that he just thought your momentum had been killed at that point?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it's something – I mean, from my philosophy, I just wanted to get to the top. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to get to the top. And from there, I knew I was going to probably get him. So it's just – I mean, he probably – I mean, they're racing so hard up there, him and Kevin, that they're kind of battling themselves. And they were beating doors, so I'm sure they were kind of preoccupied. So I was able to kind of slip in there. But I was lucky enough to have an extremely good car that could keep my momentum up and, you know, take advantage of it at the same time.
Hey, Cole, because of obviously being a rookie, you haven't gotten any practice time as we've come back to start the racing back. Can you explain the difficulty of that? But now how things may change, because Yeah, man, you're in the playoffs now, so you can do things a little bit differently. Does that kind of ease things and talk about how difficult it has been in getting to this point?
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely some races I'm not proud of at the start of the year. I mean, no doubt. But it's just one of those things where it's kind of you're going into there blind. You don't have a feel for the cars, so you're trying to adapt to it as fast as you can. But in this series, if you're off in one little area or if you're off in one area too much, you're going to get slaughtered. So it's just a matter of trying to perfect all that. And sometimes you're watching film and videos until your eyes are sore trying to figure it out during the week. But it's just you got to figure it out and learn how to get better. And as you get more experience with the car and get a feel for them, you're able to adapt quicker, I think.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know, you said, and Chris asked you right off the bat, you said it hadn't sunk in yet. And my question's a little bit more personal, I guess, from the standpoint that your dad built this team with Gene Haas. Your dad, I remember your dad dragging to the racetrack with this team with a multitude of drivers and through the years. Now to come and be a part of the team that your dad runs and has helped build and the winner race, how big is that for you, and how do you think he feels about it?
It's huge. I mean, honestly, I mean, my dad's obviously, I mean, he has played a big role, but I mean, at the same time, you want to make all those people proud in that shop. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, I think as a rookie, I mean, there were some races I was not proud of at the start of the year, and these guys at the shop, they put their hearts into it. And I think to come out of here with a win, I mean, just it makes you feel happy that you took advantage of the cars they build, and hopefully you can kind of fit into the shop and fit in more. And it's just a matter of you got to earn the respect still. It's just part of it.
Hey, Cole, my next part is going to be more of a statement. We've heard Kevin and Denny and other winners talk about how strange it is to get out of their car. I hate, and no fans be there is what I'm saying, after they've won. I hate the fact that you didn't get the standing ovation from 50-some thousand fans after making that move and winning that race. But what was it like getting out with not having fans there?
Yeah, it was definitely weird. I mean, that's probably the strangest one I've ever had. But I'll take it. I mean, that's I don't care how we win it, but it's an unbelievable day. I mean, I'm just so thankful for everything I've been a part of, and it's just an unbelievable feeling. I mean, all these people that are behind me right now, I just have an amazing team, and there's still a lot of things that we can do better, and we're going to keep trying to work on what we can.
Cole, following up on that, obviously, visually, it's different. It's 1 year to the day that you won the Xfinity Series race at Kentucky. Your typical celebration pre-COVID times would be pounding a couple beers. Obviously, visually, we see you're in a public place. We appreciate you wearing your mask. We're coming to you from home. So you talk about how different it is. But you just won another jukebox, and you're 22 years old. Can we put that in perspective? Do you even know what a jukebox is? And when will you do your celebration back there at home, I guess?
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed off they didn't have any Busch lights there in the victory lane. But, I mean, oh well. Hopefully I can put the jukeboxes on Bluetooth together and play them together. I mean, that would be cool. But, I mean, I think I don't know. I don't even know what to think. But last year I fell off the car when I won too, so I wasn't very proud of that one. But at least I didn't do that.
You had a great run at Indianapolis. A week later, you come into here. Now you're in the All-Star event. You're a cup winner. What does this do for this team and for your confidence heading into the rest of the season? Headed into the NBC part, we're going to get to watch you flourish because it's the NBC time now.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, just – it kind of gets the monkey off your back, just trying to – you can bring some more confidence into it. I mean, you really don't want to get lazy because there's still a lot of things that I can improve on, and I think we can do better. But at the same time, I think it's something where you're not going to go into the racetrack second-guessing yourself as much. So it's just a lot less stress, I guess, is the biggest thing.
you're the first one to win of that rookie group, but you know that Christopher Bell and Tyler Reddick are pushing. You guys all three finished in the top 10. Are fans getting ready to maybe watch a changing of the guard a little bit, you young guys coming in?
I don't know. I mean, those old guys are pretty good. But I mean, honestly, this whole rookie class, me, Tyler, Christopher, John Hunter, I mean, all those guys have run so good this year. I mean, I think it's just a matter of, you know, it's just going to keep getting better and better as we get more experience with the cars. And I think it's you got to focus on yourself though. You got to make yourself better every race. And I think we've done that.
Well, congratulations also on making some people a whole lot of money. Your odds coming into this race, 300-1. Congratulations on your first cup win. And we're going to have some fun watching you in the All-Star race later this week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.